Let us pray the congregational prayer. Loving Lord, we come from a busy week of tasks and obligations. In this quiet time, we have a chance to reflect on how we have lived our lives this week. We have an opportunity to explore the hopes that you have, hopes for compassion for the weak, justice for the mistreated, and love for friends and strangers. We thank and praise you for your love and power. Revive us with your love and power. Fulfill your kingdom promises in our lives, in our church, and in our world. In the name of God who created us and the Spirit who breathes new life in us, we pray. Amen. Let us bow our head. Our gracious and loving Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. It's good to be in your house in fellowship with you and with each other on this Lord's Day, the first day of a new week. We are thankful for who and what you are, and we thank you for what you mean to us. Thank you for walking with us on our journey of life. You are always there. We never walk alone, but you are there. Even when we don't feel your nearness, we know that you are with us. And now, Lord, we want to bring the special requests that are represented here today. Some of the requests are for a loved one or a friend who may be going through a trying time. Maybe there is someone that has wandered away from you, and the prayer is that they will return to you. Some requests are very personal, things that nobody else can see, and things that we might not be able to tell or confess to anyone else. You look down inside in each one of us, and you see and know all the emotions and feelings that are there. But you know, Lord, and you can do something about them. And as we each reach out to you, we know that you are already reaching out to us. There are many physical needs too, and some are filled with uncertainty and anxiety, wondering what's going to happen. We would like to have all the answers now, but you, in your love, have drawn a veil over the future, and it's not for us to know, at least not now. But Lord, our faith and confidence are in you, and we trust you completely, even when we can't see. O God, our healer, show your compassion for the whole human family that is in turmoil and burdened with illness and with fear. Grant us your spirit of love and self-discipline so that we may come together working to control and eliminate the coronavirus. Come to our aid as the coronavirus resurges in our community. Heal those who are sick. Support and protect their families and friends from being infected. Loving Lord, we especially lift up our children to you. Protect them as they attend in-person classes at school. Help them stay healthy and grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We also lift up teachers and nurses who have diligently worked to serve others. Bless them with your peace, love, and restful spirit. We lift up those names who need your healing mercy. Cindy Darkaty, as she is recuperating after epidural surgery on her back last Tuesday. We also pray for Jenna Boyd as she recovers from her back surgery a week before last Tuesday. Lord, help Cindy and Jenna to be quickly healed so that they can live a healthy life. We also lift up Evelyn West, Deborah Freeman, Carmen Huckabee, and Alan Goddard, and Brian Jabronski, friend of Campbell family, for healing, Danny Wingfield for healing from COVID-19. And all Shari members to you. Lord, embrace them and help them know you are with them day and night. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.